Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is truly pleased to be your loyal host and producer. Opening up the program as we usually do with our theme song, written and performed by Gregory Stafford. No One Else is the name of the song. And as we move forward, I want to ask you, how was Memorial Day for you? Yes, how was Memorial Day? What does it mean to you? Did you get an opportunity to listen to some of the programming that addressed Memorial Day? Yes. What was it about? Did you hear any conversations, discussions by veterans who may have lost close companions, comrades in war? Did you hear any families who talked about loved ones they lost in war? And of course, one of the things that I did in commemoration of Memorial Day is I spent that opportunity to talk about certainly America's soldiers. And of course, the fact that Memorial Day commemorates our fallen. That being one of the biggest differences between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Veterans Day really is about the living soldiers, whereas Memorial Day is primarily about our deceased soldiers. And so thinking about our deceased military and some of the causes that they do actually put their lives on the line for, I want to know if we are at a point where more of us, I know we're not at the point where all of us, but are we at a point where more Americans are willing to think about the various people groups who make up our military, who have lost their lives in the line of duty? The various ethnicities, both genders, people of various nationalities, as far as their birth goes, the country of origin. Are we at a point where we can really care about one another? I mean, this is indeed one country, one nation. Isn't it amazing how we have so many people who make up this country, whose greatest passion is to hate other people who also make up this country? One of the things that I was trying to encourage is that more of us, more Americans, truly care about all Americans across ethnic lines, across the two gender lines. I know it's very difficult when you have racism and politicism at the forefront of the hearts and minds of so many people. And again, when I say racism, I'm not just talking about black versus white versus Hispanic, etc. I'm also talking about black versus black. Because when you include politicism, politics in the mix, as part of the mix, there's no question, and it's no secret, you have a lot of people who are of the same ethnic group, but they may be at odds with each other, and one group may actually hate the other group because their approach to politics, their world views are so different. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people in this country alone, all across America the Beautiful, who really, I mean really, hate other Americans simply because they have different thoughts about how to best deal with social issues, how to best deal with economic issues, how to best deal with class issues. And believe me, I'm not even suggesting, much less indicating, that there aren't going to be any differences in opinion. That's not what my point is. My point is that there are so many people of all ethnicities who hate other views so much that they also hate the people who hold those different views. But I'm still asking, are there more of us in this country who are willing to say no to the hatred? No to the hatred of fellow Americans, and be about the business of genuinely caring about this country, by genuinely caring about all the people groups who make up this country. All right. Let's take a look. Having said that, that's basically where I was yesterday as I did my take on Memorial Day. And let's continue that theme of true inclusion. Now, when I say true inclusion, or if you will, good inclusion, mutually beneficial inclusion, is not one that just says, hey, let's get more people of that ethnicity involved in our cause, even though we know that our cause is going to help destroy that ethnicity. We may help those who join us in that cause of destroying that ethnicity. But let's get more people of those ethnicities involved in what we're trying to do. And we'll say we're being inclusive. Good inclusiveness is that which is mutually beneficial inclusiveness, where you bring people on board, not just so that you can say, hey, we got people who look like this under our umbrella, and we have people who look like them under our umbrella, and we have people who look like the big issue is whether or not you're truly trying to do good, as much good as possible for everyone who is under that umbrella. And one of the things that's important is that we realize there probably should be, since this is one America, one nation under God, one nation under God, America, singular, the beautiful, not America's, plural, the beautiful, America, singular, the beautiful, singular. What if we were to make the umbrella of America more significant than the umbrella of any given political party? Now, of course, that partly means, too, that we'll have a lot of people who would really strongly prefer that America remain divided, with hostilities ruling the day, with malice ruling the day, then have the country truly united with peace and harmony ruling the day. I understand that. That's the way it was from the time that it began to be called America all the way up through to this day. And as I've said before, I am certain that will not change until the creator of this country, the creator of this land, is on the land, on the earth, ruling and reigning all the earth. But that said, there's no rule that says we cannot have a situation where more and more people are saying, hey, you know what? I'm beginning to buy into this whole idea of this being one nation. And although we will always have those who will keep the people of the nation divided, I'm going to do my part to join those who are trying to keep the nation, who are trying to bring the nation into union, true union. True union. Which do you think would benefit us more as a nation? Something that we're going to be taking a look at with regards to diversity. In fact, later today, I remember listening to people talk about how the nation began to fare better as people of color, including the black race, was allowed to get good jobs and start their own businesses, run and expand their own businesses, how the nation began to fare better economically when women were given the green light to join the workforce in significant ways and start and expand their own businesses. Interesting how there's so many people who love to say you're only as strong as your weakest link. And we have millions upon millions who will do everything they can do to perpetuate the existence of weak links and to weaken the weak links further and further as much as they can. And so what that means is we have a lot of people in this country who want the weak links, which means they don't want this country to be as strong as it can possibly be. We saw that when we had so many people who were fighting against former President Obama's push to get rail and highways and bridges and roads, jobs underway, knowing that it would have tremendously blessed the nation as a whole, individuals and families, financially, economically. It was more important to a lot of people to make sure that that black Democratic president didn't get the credit for having done such a major job of turning things around. And it was more important for people, to many, many people, many, many American citizens, to keep many, many American citizens down financially. They preferred that our bridges and roads continue to crumble and continue to pose serious threats to the safety, even to the lives of many, many Americans. I'm asking anybody who is willing to, if you have embraced that way of thinking, that way of feeling for however long, whether 1 week, 1 decade, all your lives, I'm encouraging you, I'm asking, I'm requesting that as many of you as are willing, change your worldview, change your approach to the building of America. Allow the country to become the best that it can be, truly the best that it can be, by engaging the processes that will lead to each people group being the best that each people group can be, every group. And one of the things that I love about that is that when you build that way, no one has to lose out. No ethnicity has to lose out. No social class has to lose out. We know that, for example, again, going back to the way things were when former President Bill Clinton was in the White House, as I've said before, big business was doing better. The wealthy were doing better. Wealthy individuals and wealthy families were doing better. Mid-sized businesses were doing better. Middle-income individuals and families were doing better. Small businesses were doing better. And the poor were doing better. It's true, as some people said, that the wealth gap between the wealthy and the poor grew. But how many of you think that the wealth gap between the wealthy and the poor has not grown exponentially under this current economy? That's the thing about it. When you have a situation wherein the rich are rich, they're really getting richer, 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 wealthier, 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 and the poor are getting poorer, you still have a wealth gap, and it's much worse than the wealth gap, the income gap that existed when President Clinton was overseeing our economy. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What is truly better for the nation? To have the income gap getting ever wider while more and more American citizens are becoming more and more stressed? Do you think that what's better for the nation is when every social class is doing better, significantly better, growing? Every business class is doing better and continually growing. Well, when we come back, we'll be borrowing from that theme as we take a look at countries that Wallet Hub, courtesy of Black Enterprise, is going to be sharing with us about which cities in America are the most diverse. That said, let me ask you, which cities, now stay with me, which cities, I'm not asking you which states, which cities in America have been found to be the most diverse? Write it down real quick before we get back. Give me the top 10, America's top 10 most diverse cities.